So I know you've got a lot going on. But remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening, because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better, because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.
Rory and Maul, 4-whole city tour, maybe coming to a city near you. We'll be in Toronto on October 12th, Los Angeles on November 5th, London November 17th, and back in New York City December 1st. Get your tickets now, newroymaul.com. Mm-hmm. Go to Patreon, we got merch available. You can win a date with Maul on there too, or lunch.
Who are you talking to?
The listeners and the viewers.
I don't see nobody.
You got to look through the camera, through the vision.
Okay.
So, you know, subscribe to Patreon. You can meet Maul.
No worry, and mine. 11 days, umpteen novels. I'm going to be burning to you.
I want my flowers.
What do you want your flowers?
I want my fucking flowers. I want Charlemagne.
I was called him Charlemagne?
I was quoting Ray J. Charlemagne, we live.
I'm like, what the fuck?
How do you guys not know an iconic Ray J moment? No,
you said I know it.
You called him Charlemagne. That's fine.
You said they similar.
So that makes me Raymond J?
Yes.
Okay.
That makes you racist.
Well, oh, well. Fair.
If you call me Charlemagne, all black people don't look alike, Rory.
He called you big boy?
No. See? See? Starting early.
I said I was an AM.
Starting early. I'm going to let that one. I'm going to act like I didn't see that one. I'm going to let that one
slide. Would you prefer Peter Rosenberg?
No, I would not.
Damn.
Yo, listen, I want my fucking flowers.
For what?
Because I came in here and I asked y'all last week when the album came out. And I was like, okay, let's hand everybody's opinions on
the Doja numbers.
Oh, what?
I was hearing everybody. I was waiting to hear. Wait, first of all, what's the numbers?
Oh, yeah, that too.
We don't have an official, but we have some insider information that she might put up a 120.
Just say you texted somebody.
Okay, anyway. More flowers for that, too, because I said that was going to happen. Anyway.
And damn, that projection possibly came from the people that bought the streams.
See, you one of those. You one of those.
What?
You one of those. Don't do that.
I love RCA.
No, don't do
I have
that.
Said
don't
they're
do
one
that.
Of my favorite
don't,
labels don't, in existence
don't,
right now.
Don't,
I'm a supporter of RCA Records.
Don't do that.
Shut up.
Don't do that. Because I'm here to get my flowers because...
Just telling you, like, Sony owns some of Spotify. That's all I'm saying.
You're right. In that, I'm not arguing with you.
I'm just suggesting something.
1,000% correct. But we talked about this Doja album.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We talked about it, right?
Yes.
And... Everybody in here, maybe outside of Julian, was completely wrong.
What do you mean?
Thank you, Maul.
That Doja album is fucking phenomenal.
Oh, it is very good, yeah.
That's a phenomenal fucking... Bro, listen, that Doja album...
Tell me what makes you think that album's phenomenal.
Bro, she's rapping. It's no features. She's not relying on no features. She has great hooks. It's great music on there. Like, that's a phenomenal rap album from a female rapper.
From a female rapper?
Or any rapper.
If I'm racist, you're misogynist.
In any rapper. But I'm just saying, it's female rap. And especially in this climate of female rap, because what she's rapping about, how she's rapping, is not really pushed. She made a really great fucking
album,
bro.
It's just good music, yeah.
That's good music from top to bottom. Like, that is a phenomenal album.
So not only is it good music, it's good rap. That's what you're telling me.
It's good raps. It's songs on there. Bro, it's songs on there that if... some other female artists had, would be probably some of the biggest songs of the year.
Interesting.
Without a doubt.
But why? Because Doja's one of the biggest artists in the world. So where would the disconnect be because Doja put it up?
I could see if you said that about a lower. Because I think a lot of people are still trying to push Doja into this quote unquote pop category.
She is though.
She is pop.
She's gave us a rap album.
Okay. Two things can be true again.
And I still stand by my take last week. The second half grew on me a bit. It is more
hoodie on.
On the rap side, but it is still very much a pop album.
Nah, bro, this ain't no pop album.
It's still a pop album, but records started to grow on.
Yeah,
pop. Pop is pop.
Skull and Bones growing me a lot. Often is really cool.
Go Off is good.
Gora Hills, can't wait. Records on the second half started to grow on me. I still stand by the first half being a lot of just bad, lazy pop music.
Fuck the Girls is pop.
Yes, that's a pop record.
Wow, how was that pop?
Those are popcorn. Everything about that record's pop.
No, you bugging out, bro. That's not a pop record.
Oh, he dropped an album. Come on, man. He knows.
What?
Rory is pop.
He's mad pop.
I would like to be pop. There's nothing wrong with pop. Why do we have negative connotation about pop? Pop is the best music.
Pop is not a type of, it's just popular. That's all it is.
Exactly.
Popular,
but that's the
point. That doesn't mean pop. There's a structure. I mean,
there's structures, there's chords.
Yeah, there's things that
what's a pop chord?
A.
A. B sharp. On Fuck the Girls, those piano chords are very much pop. Those are pop. What are used on Beyonce records. Those synths are pop. That's a pop synth.
I'm not rolling with that.
The warmth in it.
This is not a pop album, bro. This is not a pop
album. Look,
I wouldn't say it's a pop
or not. It's a great album. I don't give a shit what
this album is. Fucking incredible.
You said it's great. He's saying phenomenal.
This is a
phenomenal.
Bro, I'm willing to say she's going to win some Grammys for this album.
Oh, of course. Oh, I think she will.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying it wouldn't be deserved because I don't think it's a bad album.
Staying on female artists, over the weekend, I sent two songs into the group chat. One was Glorilla and the other was Latto. And it was two of the worst songs I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah. Well, damn, of your life?
That Glorilla, I haven't heard the Latto one. That Glorilla one is ass.
That Glorilla is ass. Song is like if the AI shit caught an era.
Yep.
Like, it's like the beta version of AI where they're like, all right, let's try to fit a TikTok dance, old lyrics, a sample of a song that was successful, and then put it with someone with an accent. Like, it looked like a robot's head was about to explode by just feeding it algorithm data, and out came that Glorilla song.
Yeah,
that song is so fucking bad.
I didn't hear it yet.
It's the Uchi Wally sample, and then it's some other nursery rhyme dance. It's just too much.
There's cha-cha.
Cha-cha. Wow. It makes your mind explode.
See, but this is why we have to give Doja more flowers. Because
I don't even compare.
In a climate where that's the type of rap that's being pushed and that's being like, you know, viral and all that shit, she made a real, real great rap album.
Why can't you compare?
But yes and no on that, because I don't even put Doja, I have Doja way higher in what
I'm
of her.
I'm not saying
regardless when it comes to her music. I'm not comparing her to a Glorilla TikTok song.
I would never compare her.
She's not even in that category.
I'm saying that's the Glorilla music, the Latto shit, that's the sound that's being pushed.
They're both great sounds, though.
This was such a mistake. Glorilla has been putting out some good music. She's a great personality. She does have something different than a lot of her peers. This was like the worst mistake. Whose idea was this?
Here, Maul, listen.
Who let it?
This is
focus. I like how I feel. Leave me alone. And that's just what it is. In this Hellcat, I let Jesus take the wheel.
Yeah, nah, that's. Dude, I mean, you know.
On me, are you here?
The kids on TikTok have fun with it.
So bad.
I've never heard that's a terrible go fa-fa-fa song.
Fa fa fa.
But that's because you're not around the right.
You know that life.
You're not around the right gangsters. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I go to the range. I've never heard the fa fa fa.
They got the right. See, when you got that silencer on there, that's how it sound when that shit whizzing past.
I'm more of a ratata guy.
You ever been shot at?
I'm not. I was not the target. I've been around.
Yeah, see, if you ever shot at...
They weren't looking for me.
Yeah, if you ever been shot at...
Yeah, was the cop. He was shooting.
And I was undercover.
And them shit start whizzing past you.
Yeah. They go, fa-ta-ta.
It sound like, shit, that almost took my... You know what I mean? Like,
so are you going to do the dance, is what you're saying?
No,
I think they shot... This is in the Bronx, I think, right?
Is it?
Really? Glorilla shot a video
This is
in the
Harlem Sports, so I think that's...
Who else shot the one with Cardi in the Bronx?
This is Harlem Sports.
Yeah, it's shot in Harlem.
Cardi's from the Bronx.
But she lives in Atlanta.
Who's on this record?
Fabio.
Yeah.
So, you know what's crazy?
Yeah, it's probably in Brooklyn.
It's without this cha-cha-cha fucking lyrics, like this beat with Fabio, I think would have been... I like the Uchi Wally sample, drill sample.
It's redundant, but like it is what it is. That's not what I hate the most about this.
Yeah, song. No.
What's like,
it's the cha-cha-cha for sure.
Yeah, it's the hook.
Glorilla's accent on this. It's just bad.
Damn, her accent?
Listen, man, shout out to Glorilla. You know what I mean? Run your numbers up. Doja Cat put out a great fucking album, man.
I can't believe you spent your birthday week just focused on the Doja
album. I'm not going to even tell
you. Come here to collect flowers.
Yo, bro, arguing with me on
I'm not
going to
even tell
chat.
Y'all. I started texting niggas the album. I'm like, bro, have y'all heard this Doja Cat? Because I was listening to it and I'm like.
You on the street team?
No, it's not even about. See, it's not about jokes all the time, Julian. I'm being dead serious. It's art.
About Scarlett? That's where you draw the line on jokes?
See, because niggas be cracking. It's not about jokes right now. See what I'm saying? Like, I was really sending out text messages because you ever listen to some music?
Yeah.
And you like sitting back and you like, okay, that was the whole album? And I'm like, bro, couple songs maybe wasn't my favorite, but top to bottom, that's not a, that's like, this is good music.
The way he's talking about this album, how he talked about Rory's album is so crazy.
I mean, because I listened, Rory sent me songs.
I didn't have wet vagina.
He sent me songs. He sent, see, if you had a wet vagina, it'd be different.
Yeah.
See, so hey. Rory sent me, he sent me songs. He sent me songs.
I can these days,
half,
if I want
2 years.
That's
I was,
true. I get
I was
it.
Listening to records for 2-3 years.
That's true. The rollout is different.
Yeah, it was like, dog, okay. And then he was like, yo, I changed this part. It's like, okay, cool. He changed it. Yeah. He string. Added this. Like he mixed. I'm like, okay, cool. But
he added a pop chord.
But yeah. This, but that.
Yeah, goes, no, I did.
That goes to a thing.
Surrender didn't
like,
have him before.
I hate being in the studio for the recording process for that reason. By the time the song is done and I get the finish,
oh, yeah,
I done
yeah,
heard it. It's like, bro, I can't listen to this shit no more. It could be a great song.
No, I listen. Not, I agree with
that.
Him.
Wasn't
no,
even no, for no, you. Okay, not not okay. Talking about Rory's
it's
album.
Fine. It still landed. It still landed
because I got to be clear. I got to only put the energy out there on your album like that. I'm not talking about Rory's album in general. Mm-hmm. If I hear the creation of a project and songs or somebody,
you don't talk about Reasonable Doubt this way though.
Yeah, well that's different. But
like, you know holy shit!
It's just like what? You know, Damaris, you okay?
That equipment is expensive. You can't spit up, water all over it.
All over this.
No, I'm just saying that
$3,000 laptop.
You know what I'm saying? It's just different. It's
oh,
just
switchboard and camera.
It's just levels. It's just levels. That's all I'm saying.
Just spit all over the laptop.
Were you laughing that I was comparing my album to Reasonable Doubt or that Maul?
I like how his concern
was,
is if his
there for
was
both
me.
Of the processes of those albums and.
I because
you could go you could go multiple ways with that one.
Maul just goes, that was different.
Poor Rory.
Oh my God.
Holy it was.
I believe
I mean.
I'm sorry.
And I wasn't and I wasn't in the studio for Reasonable Doubt. I wasn't around a lot of the sessions.
Okay.
Other albums, yeah.
But like the rest of his catalog.
Some other albums, yeah.
So Scarlet's your number one album of the year.
And you're saying year? Like you don't yeah, skip Wet year. Vagina or Fuck the Girls?
My Vagina's not bad. So that's the thing. Even her pussy rap song, the song named after pussy, isn't even a pussy rap song.
I didn't go that far over my head.
I'm just putting it out there. Like that's why I like. It's just not pussy. Oh I hate pussy
you guys
rap.
Actually
that
sound like
so
J. Cole fans. And I know, went over my head. I'm not intelligent enough to get that she wasn't talking about a vagina.
So
when wet vagina. Is that try to lure us in.
She makes SAT rap.
So the fans were on my ass. They're like, Damaris think Doja's album sucks because it's not pussy rap. But that's not true, and I don't think that it sucks. But when I brought it up in the group chat, I'm like, okay, y'all don't be advocating for Rhapsody like this. Niggas said that Doja Cat was a better rapper than Rhapsody. And
who said that?
Better artist. I don't know if she
is a better artist.
It's a difference. It's a difference between
rapper. Man, I said a better rapper in the group chat. Y'all switching it.
I think Rhapsody is a better rapper.
I told you that Rhapsody only... is a better artist than Doja Cat?
No. I said rapper, and y'all was like... Doja Cat is better than Rhapsody. And I was just like,
as an artist, real? Not a rapper. I don't think Doja Cat raps better than Rhapsody.
Oh, okay.
No.
Thanks
as
for
an
clarifying.
Artist?
I asked to get in the
also,
group chat. I said, are y'all telling me?
Unfair. Like one has dedicated her entire career to rapping at the highest ability where Doja
this is her
does
first
other
rap
shit.
Album.
Okay. So why y'all don't advocate for her? Rhapsody don't make pussy rap music. Why y'all don't be telling niggas listen to that new Rhapsody?
I do. Often.
You never heard Rory say that?
I have him talk about you. You're the one calling Doja's album phenomenal.
Because I mean, it's a phenomenal album.
It's also recent.
Like what? This great music, top to bottom. Great production, great hooks, great lyrics, flows. Like she checked all the boxes for a rapper. And I'm sitting back because I'm not supposed to like this album as much as I like this album.
We know.
You understand? So that's why I'm really like confused. I'm like, yo, why am I liking this album so much? But then I realized, I'm like, yo, it's just refreshing to hear a female rapper make this type of music, make these type of songs, use these type of productions, have these type of hooks in a climate where that's not really pushed.
Yeah.
It's not really championed right now. Like, that's not what company or labels are trying to push female rappers. That's not the type of music they're pushing them to make right now.
So you don't think she's a plant that was sent here by the Illuminati to keep our minds in the fog? And
no, that's Cardi B.
No, I think Doja is the complete opposite of a plant. I think Doja came in trolling. I think she's still trolling.
I agree.
I think she takes all the stereotypes and makes fun of them. I think that Doja is, you know, she's going through this phase right now where she's trying to make herself look as less appealing sexually as possible and push more of, all right, but focus on my music, though.
Mm-hmm.
The best compliment I can personally give it is that I liked it the second week more than I liked it the first week. So usually those things have switched in the last 2 years of music. I like some shit for the first week, and then I'll try to listen to the second week, or I'll just end up completely forgetting or not caring about it. Well, I feel bad to say with Travis's album. I came in here, loved it.
When stood the last by time that? You played it?
It's been a very long time.
I played that Fiend shit though. Fiend.
There's a few joints on there.
how's it go?
Fiend.
Fiend.
Is that the that's the TikTok dance?
Yeah. I don't know. I think it was something like that.
That's what he was doing his whole birthday
it.
Week.
That should be it, right?
That's why I never took off.
Yeah. Fiend. Fiend.
They needed you.
I knew
needed you in the studio.
I knew the little drug addicts was gonna like that record though. These little pill popping demons that's running around. I knew they was gonna love that shit. That's their shit right there.
Yeah. But no, I mean, that Travis album I haven't gone back to.
Me neither.
Yeah. It's not a lot of replay value. There's certain songs in there that I like, but that's what I'm saying. A lot of artists in trap, but Travis is an album artist. He makes, you know, top to bottom. He tries to make a complete album. But I just think that now a lot of these artists, they make playlist albums.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yo, what song? No, not a shot at you. They make songs that's like, okay, I don't like all of these, but I'm gonna take a couple of these and make my own little playlist. That's what a lot of artists do now.
He's making his own album cut of your album is fucking hilarious, though.
Kind of like the way Travis did with Black Skinhead with Kanye.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much the same thing.
I don't know the correlation, but I'm going to laugh at it.
What was it, that Modern Society record? That's the one that there was a Kanye record that Travis, I mean, most of that album was a Kanye record.
Well, did you guys see the leaked Kanye footage from his documentary from, I think, 2018?
I saw some of that. I saw him walking around on the phone. Screaming about a bunch. You know what's funny? I want to hear how that conversation started. I want to hear the question that was asked to him to where he went down that hole.
Well, what's really interesting is kind of the foresight in this conversation that he's having with someone over the phone. I think this is from before 2023, and he's discussing that he has the real Black Skinhead, and it sounds like he was talking about Travis's album and how he was just copying his shit. But then I watched the whole thing, and I don't think this was from any year close to 2023.
No, they said it was 2018.
This is from 2018.
Well, he predicted that shit because Travis took Black Skinhead and redid it.
Basically.
That was fucking weird to me.
Well, I didn't see this documentary.
Me either.
I sent the full in the group chat.
What happened, Rory?
Well, the clips that went viral, because just this morning, the actual 2-hour documentary leaked. But over the weekend, there was a clip, looks like he's at a photo shoot, and he's on the phone with someone discussing that he shouldn't be giving away albums like Daytona or records like Gonna Love You to Tiana. Like, he could have had four different dark fantasies and he doesn't need anybody and he's done with good music. He only makes great because good is the enemy of great.
Not wrapped off beat.
He said, Scooter, I don't know who told you you're getting 10% of my shit. Mm-hmm. I don't know where you made that up. But, you know, he went on a typical Kanye rant and I think kind of alienated the few people that he had left in his corner.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know the Kanye defenders are going to be like, well, that's not actually what he means.
It's not.
I know, right? You can't come up with the idea for good music and say, I want to do 7-track albums with all the artists on my label. I want to executive produce them, do all the rollouts, and then get mad that you did it at them.
Well, we know.
He's bipolar.
Yeah, Kanye, he's not, you know, he has... you know, mental health issues that he's battling and he's dealing with. But I think that Kanye is, when you have somebody as creative as Kanye, they tend to live in their own head, in their own world a lot. So by the time they say something to us, it's like, we may not understand it, but we trust his work and we trust his track record. But it's like, you're trying to catch up to somebody that's thinking so fast and thinking so far ahead where it's like, okay, I'm trying to make sense of what you're saying and we're trying to make it, you know, make sense right now. But sometimes it's just hard to connect with people that just don't understand a creative's mind and somebody that's obviously dealing with, you know, some mental health issues.
And I see why they took these two clips and those are the ones that they put out before the full doc leaks, because the actual documentary is pretty good. And it's the side of Kanye that we all do like, the creative one, the calmer one, the thinker one.
I love when he told Leo, I'm not even going to pose like Elvis. I love that shit.
Oh, that was funny.
Fuck yeah, I didn't want to tell Kanye to pose like Elvis.
That was all within the same 10 minutes of everything that was going viral.
But did you understand that, though?
Of course.
I saw some people that was kind of like, oh, why is he mad at the creative director for telling him, just trying to give him like... But I could understand it. It's like, why would you even come in here to this photo shoot with somebody like a Kanye West and tell them to do anything like Elvis?
Yeah, that is weird.
That just doesn't make any sense. It's like, bro, this is Kanye you talking to. Like,
yeah,
this
ain't some, do whatever you want.
Cole's like,
yeah, like I'm just also, let me just shoot you and just whatever. We gonna get one of them. Like, how, one of them is gonna stick.
How did Elvis pose, by the way? This, I wouldn't even know what if someone said that to
point.
Me.
But like, that's the point. It's like, what does that even mean? Pose like
how Elvis posed.
Like, what is that?
Just like move your hips.
No, with the mic.
What are you doing with that hand?
That's something else. That's something else.
That's a different thing,
bro.
Yeah, it's just yeah. That's something else you're doing.
That's crazy.
That's really misogynistic, actually. But that's how Elvis.
I'm looking at. We're playing charade. I'm trying to guess. I'm just guessing what you're doing right now. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
I mean, I did agree with Kanye that Nas was rapping offbeat on
that was something that a lot of people kind of
I agree with him there.
When the record
came. I just with the Tiana and Pusha T shit is it's just weird if you ask someone to do something and then they do it to an extremely high caliber and it's incredible and then
like,
you get,
yo, I should have kept
and then
that
you
for
get
myself.
Mad at them.
Yeah, it's like I should have kept that for I gave y'all three beautiful dark twisted fantasies and it's like yeah, you
Daytona is produced incredibly, but Push, like, that's some of my favorite Push rapping ever.
Yeah.
I would have preferred it that way. I don't think Kanye was in the best rapping shape as we saw with Ye at that time. I'm glad you gave all those to Pusha T. And even with Tiana as well. I don't think he was in the mode.
The Tiana album was dope. Yeah, that not the the Pusha project is one of again one of my favorites at Daytona.
He said now, Corey Gamble was a CIA agent.
Yeah, now to the next viral clip. Well, he said Corey Gamble was part of the CIA in a couple clips.
Yeah,
and I don't know Mr.
That's
Gamble.
That's hilarious to put that on someone's jacket.
I don't know Mr. Gamble, but I kind of see what he's saying.
That's the thing with Kanye. He'll go on a rant and like. A lot of the shit he says is true, but then he'll just throw out that wild non sequitur, and you're like, "Damn, what?
Yeah,
CIA agent, what the fuck?"
And it's like, "No, Nas was rapping off beat.
We can hear he was off beat, but how was he a CIA?"
But also, like, Hitler is not that good. I'm sorry, so it just gets tough to agree.
but that's the thing, you know, because we don't experience life through Kanye's point of view.
Thank God,
he has more information. Has seen more to kind of validate what he's saying about certain things of certain people. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, you want to say this dude is a CIA agent. You know him better than we do, sir. So who am I to say, yo, Kanye's bugging out? You know what I'm saying? I can't say that because I don't know. I don't know this dude. I don't know who you're talking about. You have more of a history with him. You have more of a relationship with him. You've seen things that we haven't seen. But when you're saying things like this in front of a camera, these are some serious things you're saying about people. It's like, okay, so you have to kind of believe Kanye, right, to some extent?
Well, I think people just hear CIA agent and like, think super conspiracy has to be off the meds, like that's some movie shit. But you know, we've both been behind the scenes in certain rooms with certain people that have experiences in that world. It's a little bit more common
than people think.
And not as alarming. Like it doesn't necessarily mean anything was going to change, but the agents are among us.
Yeah. Oh no.
It doesn't. 100%. It's not some Tom Cruise. Fucking Mission Impossible shit all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just somebody working within that party and is also in the entertainment business.
Yeah.
Like it's way more common than we think. That's why I didn't think it was that crazy or that was he was off the meds thing.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that went viral paired with that was saying Cardi B was sent by the Illuminati and she's an industry plant.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And see, that's where I think you just like get off track too much. Me even being a conspiracy person, I think there could be an agenda that Cardi B is great at and they promote her more because of it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily think Cardi B, you know, was at the triangle parties.
Does that
and they
plant,
took
though?
Cardi from the Bronx and was like, it's your time. I think they
is
have
she a piece in a play that they're running.
Yeah. Very small one. Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I could see someone thinking that. I don't think Cardi B has had any conversations with the Illuminati and they were like, Bodak.
Yeah,
that's you.
I don't that type of shit, no. But him saying she's a plant, I can understand that. People have said that. People have alluded to that for years. That's not, you know, that's
so do
not
you agree
surprise.
Or disagree?
Do I agree that she's a plant?
Yeah. You've been saying that for forever.
No, but I need to.
I've changed my definition of plant so many times.
That's why I'm kind of
I've been hypocritical. I haven't been consistent because my mind changes often. What isn't a plant at this point?
What isn't a plant and being a plant is not necessarily a knock on the plant.
Or even a bad thing, because there's plants that can make good music.
All right, with your current definition of what you guys feel a plant is Cardi B a plant?
Well, give the definition of what you think a plant is first.
I think a plant is somebody that is picked as the one because when you look at the market, it's all about business. So if you have an artist or somebody that's dominating the market space here, it's only in, you know, the business's interest to kind of put somebody else to challenge that, because you need a rivalry in anything, sports, entertainment, fashion. You need somebody to go against whatever's the best right now. We need somebody to rival that, because it's more money. It's more entertainment. It's more, you know what I mean? It's only fucked up in our culture because that turns into some negative shit sometimes. Beefs, people getting locked up, people getting hurt, people getting killed. Like, it's a trickle down thing because you're talking about so much money at stake. People are going to try to protect that. So I'm not mad at the industry saying, I like this person. He got some talent. They got some appeal. They have a following. Let's put everything behind them. Let's push this artist. Not necessarily mad at it, but now when you start saying this artist is the best, this artist is, you know, best rap album, Grammy, then I can understand how somebody that is not that, that's really like writing and creating and doing all these things, are like, wait, hold up. How y'all just putting somebody ahead of me that's not, didn't even put in the work, that y'all just decided to push? That's where it becomes a negative thing. Cause it's like, yo, I'm not mad at somebody getting a shot to get put on and become a star. I'm not mad at that. But when you start saying now you're taking away from the people that actually are putting in a lot of work, that's not just pushing buttons, the companies are not just pushing buttons behind them to let them propel forward, then I can understand it being a problem. Cause it's like, all right, that's not, now it's not fair.
Yeah.
It's like if somebody's on steroids and I'm not, I'm working out, that we go to the fucking track meet, this person smokes my clock, and I'm just like, wait, hold up. Like, he's not faster than me. He's on fucking steroids. Like, of course he's going to be stronger and quicker. And, you know, so I understand where it's like, it's not. So now what are you saying? Like, now if y'all going to put everything behind me as well as put everything behind this artist, then okay, let's level it. But don't not, you know what I'm saying? Like, keep me out of certain looks and take certain things away from me and give it to this person when this person is not a quote unquote real artist. So, this person doesn't really create.
So your disdain isn't necessarily directed at Cardi, it's directed at the system. I guess in this case the label, Atlantic.
It would be the label
who is putting her in a position because of the influence they have on committees, etc.
The only problem I had, and this was my biggest thing, the only problem I had with it was when they gave it best rap album. I thought that was very disrespectful, and that was very fucked up to a lot of other MCs and artists and rappers throughout the years who didn't get a. Nas just won his first rap Grammy a year ago.
But that can't be. You can't be mad at Cardi.
But is that fault?
That's happened.
I'm not. Yeah, taking it. I'm never mad at Cardi. I want Cardi to win every fucking award. She's from where I'm from. I'm not mad at that. I'm just saying I can understand how it was fucked up to the other artists who put all this work in all these years to achieve something that this is the pinnacle, a Grammy. It's like, okay, I'm trying to get there. I need that. And I'm really going through these experiences and really creating this art and these things throughout the years, and I don't get one. Then all of a sudden, y'all decide to push this artist and they have one their first time out? It's like, what the fuck?
And I think Cardi was like a perfect storm of organic and opportunity and timing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she definitely put in the work by herself in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I said on this podcast, I give her credit for Bodak Yellow really pushing that herself.
Mm-hmm.
But once she had that opportunity and the label saw, one, she could be marketable. They could give her all the resources. Mm-hmm. They could give her all the quote-unquote plant steroids.
Mm-hmm.
And I also believe there was already an agenda to try to have someone rival Nicki. It was just the perfect storm of that. So I don't think she came into the game as a plant. I just think she got a little success and she was the best option when they were in need of a plant.
They were in need for somebody to rival what Nicki was doing, because Nicki was dominating the female rap space.
And that's where I think like the plant conversation has changed so much. Like before, a plant was shit. For example, Britney Spears. Like, let's find a marketable white girl that we could give all the pop records to, give all the TRL looks to, build her. She had success as a kid. That was the original plant. They found the girl and developed her.
Mm-hmm.
Now people are developing themselves just a little bit to get the culture and the algorithm, and then the labels don't have to spend as much money.
Mm-hmm.
They can skip a whole step of artist development, grab you because you have a following, and now we're going to put all the money and all our resources behind you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're replanting you.
Yeah.
That's where I think things have changed. So there's plenty of artists that aren't plants. They just now started out on their own and have all the resources that plants had. You could say her is a plant. Like, plant doesn't always have to be negative.
Gabby
Wilson, 14 years old. They gave her all the looks. She was a
musician, bro.
That's why I'm saying plant doesn't have to have a negative connotation to it. She was a child prodigy.
But I think that's
they gave her all the resources. It did not work.
But I think that's what Plant comes into play at. I think it comes into play because a lot of people feel like a lot of these artists are not musically inclined. They have no musical talent. It's just that they have a name that's in the algorithms right now that people are looking and searching. So then they put these videos behind them, these songs behind them, but they don't have no musical talent. Gabby, her, has musical talent. She plays instruments. She writes. She produces. Like, she has musical talent.
But then you could also say there's plenty of people with musical talent that don't get any looks or are end up being successful. And I'm saying when Gabby doesn't work at 14 to 18, they don't drop her. They just completely rebrand her. And then all of a sudden,
with some glasses on her,
all of a sudden in 2000, what was it, like 12, 13, all of us on all of our timelines have this Her project. It's incredible. One of our favorites.
But that situation.
But that didn't organically. Let's not say Her was an organic rise the way maybe The Weeknd was or Frank Ocean was.
But that's my point.
She was planted. She's incredibly talented and deserved the plant. But that's a plant too.
But I think what happened with Gabby was they saw that, okay, this artist is going to take off once she's able to, once her content is able to mature.
Mm-hmm. Snow
she was young. She was like, they was like, yo, once she becomes a woman, once she's able to have, you know, start saying certain things and start, you know, writing certain lyrics and stuff like that, that's when they knew, okay, an audience is going to gravitate towards her because she can make this type of content.
Oh, it was just brilliant.
When you're a child, it's like, when you're a child and you're so like musically inclined and dope, it's like, okay, look at that kid. She knows how to play the piano. She knows how to play the guitar. She knows how to play the drums. Oh, it's dope. Da, da, da. But what is the content? What audience are you catering to? Like kids in high school, 14 years old, that's like, you know what I mean? It's like, no, they knew that once she became a young woman, that, okay, people are going to find you, they're going to gravitate towards you because your content, your lyric, what you're talking about has changed and has matured. This is why people are going to love you.
And I'm not disagreeing. Two things can be true. She also then came back out as a shadow, a new name, and she was everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Got all the Grammy. I'm saying they were well-deserved. Got all the mm-hmm. Grammy looks. Was selling really low, but getting more opportunities than people that were selling more than her.
Yeah.
So there's a huge case that she's a plant too. So plant isn't always negative. I don't think she's a plant that the Illuminati is behind to keep us in a certain mindset.
I don't think so either.
I kind of feel what Kanye's saying, but, you know, again, I don't think Cardi is really at those meetings.
You know who's not a plant? The GOAT. The pop queen herself. Taylor Swift.
You would call her the GOAT.
I don't know Taylor's like backstory before Kanye took that award from her.
Oh, she
is she a plant?
She's been dull. She literally launched that Big Machine label. She made them a thing. Like she's been it's her. There's no it's her.
So like she's big plant is what you're saying?
I'm saying she is a fucking sequoia tree.
Yeah.
She's a red oak.
She's a national forest.
Yeah. She's her own thing. She sold MetLife on Sunday.
Listen, I get it, man, but the NFL, y'all got to fucking they panned to Taylor one time by accident.
That was not an accident, sir. I saw that.
The cut after the
it was like y'all didn't even mean to put the camera on her right there. Like it's just like, yo, I get it. It's Taylor Swift. She's at the game. She's dating Travis Kelce. His jersey sales up 400%, some crazy shit.
Yeah.
He gained 1 million followers on Instagram in a week. I get it. But it's like,
who cares?
Who gives a fuck?
A lot of people.
Yeah,
but why?
Most
okay,
people care.
Why do people give a fuck?
So I had a moment this morning where I was, because I watched the game and I was like, I don't care. Like, I'm not falling for the whatever fodder that they're creating between the two of them. But I was like, on some level, now I'm more curious about Taylor. I listened to Midnights, her album this morning. It's really fucking good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great album. There's a few records on that were more standout to me than others.
She's a great artist. Like,
that's the thing. Like her folk shit, I wasn't into that. I didn't listen to those two albums. But because of those, like residually, I wasn't interested in her new shit. But because she's been in my face so much, I was like, all right. Like I was reading reviews. They're heralding this thing as like one of the best albums ever. Her best album in her 10 that she's put out. Mm-hmm. I'm like, okay, this has to be great. And I played it this morning and it's really fucking good. So I did want to come in and say that Midnight is a great album.
Pop music, I said, it's the best genre because everyone can like it no matter who you are.
But it's like dark. It's not like catered towards
kids. That's cool. Listen,
kids.
As far as I'm great. She's a great artist. Dope. I just don't give a fuck who's fucking who. Who's dating who?
I just don't care.
I'm
the NFL.
I didn't know who Biggie was fucking. Didn't give a fuck. Never thought about it.
That's not.
Faith. Little Kim. It was you a think, whole soap opera.
You think I cared that Biggie was fucking Faith?
No, but you said you didn't know. You knew.
No, but when they first started, we didn't. Nobody knew.
Of course.
You didn't know until they told you some shit. Like, I don't care that Travis and Taylor are dating. Like, who's going to win the fucking game? Like, that's what I'm here for. I don't care about who these dudes on the field are dating. I think we got to a point where we just start paying attention to shit that's like, who gives a fuck?
But I mean, it's the NFL. Like, they're not the integrity guys for the game of football anymore. Everything is for sale. So if I'm the NFL, I'm showing Taylor more.
Yeah,
I don't think they show her enough.
Fucking check.
Every fucking quarter.
The last game was the highest streamed game. Like, she's
everything is for sale in the NFL right now. Like, Taylor Swift is not where you should draw the line if you're the NFL. You have sold everything.
No, they're gonna do.
So I'm selling Taylor.
Listen, the NFL is gonna milk every moment. Anything that they can get that's a good look, they're gonna milk it. That it's a business. The National Football League is a business, it's a corporation. I get it. But it's like, all right, we get it. They're dating. She's at the game. She's next to his mom. Okay.
It's not for you, bro.
Who is it for?
If I can triple my audience.
People that don't watch football?
White women between, let's say, 18 to 29.
Yo, Maul, they are getting killed with cable TV right now.
18 to 40.
If I can triple my audience and get a bunch of people that don't have a bunch of streaming apps and still just have cable just to watch Taylor Swift so I can sell more car commercials.
I'm not mad at the NFL.
I think there should be two cams. There should be the game on one side and Taylor sitting in the box just there.
I'm not mad at the NFL.
They should have a Taylor cam.
I'm not mad at the NFL.
It's like the VMAs.
But it's like...
It is like the VMAs.
It's like, come on, fam.
Maul, look at these numbers. The biggest stat on here, just to me, 63% jump in female viewers between 18 to 49. They're hitting a demo that they've never touched before. Just for the half a second they panned to her on camera.
You talking to somebody that don't give a fuck about nothing.
But the problem, regardless if you give a fuck or not, these are very real numbers.
No,
a lot of people give a fuck.
Again, I understand what the NFL is doing. I'm not, listen, it's all about making money. It's all about bringing in that revenue. I'm not mad at that. But it's just like, all right, can we just back to the game?
I give the NFL credit. What company in the world can pander to rednecks that love the troops and 16-year-old girls that love Taylor Swift?
That's hard.
That I can't think of another brand on earth that can do that right now.
Bud Light tried.
Didn't work out.
That's
working great for them, for the NFL.
I think NASCAR could do it.
What?
They tried with Danica Patrick. That didn't work.
That didn't work out.
You think Danica Patrick didn't bring money to
I'm saying it was a good attempt to build a female, not attempt. I'm not taking away from her talent.
One of the drivers just got to date somebody hot and they probably are. And we don't even know. This is my thing.
Yeah, but they're not Taylor Swift.
But even if it's not Taylor Swift, it could be Demi Lovato. I don't know. Just somebody
Demi
else.
Lovato.
It could be whoever. My thing is like, cool, they're dating, great. What about the sport? What about the game? Let's get back to that. Don't stop panning the shorty in the skybox.
Wait till NASCAR has the Real Housewives Indy 500, because it's coming. They're all going to follow this blueprint.
Oh, yeah. They're going to encourage, but that's part of it. They encourage players like, hey, you know, I know the PR person for so-and-so. She's in town next week. I think y'all should go on a date, go to lunch, go to dinner. Like, they do that all the time.
Oddly enough, in the most unfaithful times in world's history, relationships are what keeps every genre moving. It keeps Hollywood going. We've clearly seen what it's done to hip hop in the last 10 years. It went from never have a girlfriend ever to you have to have a girlfriend to be sustainable in hip hop now. And they're doing the same shit with sports. Every single thing in the world, as far as entertainment goes, is based off relationships to some degree.
Listen, man, I saw a picture. Kayla posted a picture the other day.
Oh, Lord, with that pink dress on?
It was a good photo. It's a great photo.
Travis lost. He lost.
I'm glad. All right. You came in for your flowers for Doja, which I'm happy for. I'm glad you've admitted you're wrong on the next episode.
No, I didn't. I didn't, because I said by far, Kayla is aesthetically is fucking, she's incredible. But we ain't gonna act like Taylor don't check some other boxes. Like, look at the numbers. Pull the numbers up again, Julia. Clearly, this girl can.
Go back.
Oh, no, they did. We in the building.
Oh, there he is.
We in the building. Are you kidding me?
That is.
We in the building. Listen, no, look at those numbers.
Emotional support.
Oh, man, we in the building. You hear me?
You know Damaris going to jack that cap.
But, I mean.
These were her numbers increasing?
Oh, my God. Yo, listen.
From Kansas City, we love you. Look at this.
I mean, she posted that shit, and then she posted. I didn't even know. You know how I know? Like, I'm just so like paying attention to dumb shit right now. Because Kayla posted a picture, and she put like BFFR. How did I know what that meant? And I never saw that before.
You fucking for real, right?
I never saw that before.
You saw BFF.
You just have the right context.
Damaris says it like every.
I just saw that picture and I knew what the fuck BFFR meant.
That was an easy acronym.
It was like, oh, I know what this is. It's like multiple choice. Like, it's like, yeah. Oh, be fucking for real. Like, nigga, you kidding me? I look way better than that bitch.
Yo,
I'm not calling Taylor bitch. I know that's what Kayla was saying.
Come on. I don't know that's what Kayla was saying.
You think Kayla didn't post that picture like, I look way better than that bitch?
No.
Get the fuck
I think
out
that
of
photo
here.
Was not for Travis or Taylor, but more so all
for herself,
the attention that
for
has been brought to her.
Y'all don't know women. Y'all don't know women.
It's for the entire
Y'all don't know women. Y'all don't know women. That was for Travis Kelce.
Nah, that was for herself. Come on, man. Yeah,
that was for the Swifties.
That was for Travis. What's his middle name? Jermaine? Travis?
Jermaine?
TGK? I don't know.
What's his middle name?
TGK, BBF.
Whatever Travis Kelce's middle name is, that's who that photo was for.
So since we're talking about Kayla, she unfollowed Mahomes' wife.
They were friends.
Which is a big deal because
she was one of her bridesmaids
at the wedding.
His middle name is Michael, but.
So,
really?
Yeah. They're not cool.
Oh, it's getting serious over there.
Yeah, it's getting real serious.
KC, huh?
I mean, you guys know I'm always team Kayla, but also, like, what did you want Mahomes' wife to do?
But what
like
did
not
she,
like not,
not be best friends with Taylor Swift?
It's been a week. She's they can't be best friends.
She's not best friends.
They were in
with
the
Taylor
same
Swift.
Fucking skybox. Like what? She's fucking Patrick Mahomes' wife. She kind of has to be right there.
Yeah,
man, Travis.
It's politics. Like I'm not on her
side,
but I get
that's
it.
You know why she unfollowed her? It could be some other shit.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
You know when Travis gonna know he lost?
When he what?
They got to go on like a 3-game losing streak.
That's not gonna happen.
That's not gonna happen.
I mean,
they did almost lose to the Jets. Yeah. We do want to talk about the game.
I was
going to
say, let's not act like the Chiefs look like they're in the best state.
The Jets
right
did
now.
Get
Listen,
robbed.
The league is not going to let Kansas City lose robbed, while Taylor sure. Swift is in the building. They're going to do their best to not let them.
They're 2-0 with her in the house.
This is what I'm trying to tell you.
Which is sick.
That's they're going to do their best. If the game is closed down the stretch, a penalty is coming. Just know also, the flag is coming.
They've also been 2-0 because they have Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce as well. Like they've been 2-0. They've been 2-0 before.
But they weren't 2-0.
They have been 2-0 in the past.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's not but I'm just saying. I just think now, obviously, it's more people watching. It's, you know, it's money, man. That's just the bottom line. It's money, money, money rules everything. And Taylor's proven to be a boost in NFL numbers as far as streams and people watching and jersey sales and you know all this other shit. So, listen, man.
You guys think that Taylor's gonna be at Minnesota? That's the next game,
for sure.
Y'all think Travis hitting that?
Absolutely.
Yes.
I don't think he hit that.
They didn't leave the game together this time. That was the big controversial.
Ooh. You really are like tuned the fuck in.
I don't typically
well,
care,
I can't avoid it. It's
I have to make a decision. I don't think they're
it.
Fucking.
They're not.
I think this is just a great thing for both of them.
Yeah. I just can't wait to see whenever this thing is or the PR stunt ends and how I just want to see what the response
the song that comes
is.
Taylor's too happy when they pan to her.
OD.
Like you're not that happy when you're having sex yet.
She has to wait once a year.
What?
Yeah, like you, cause you like when they pan to her and Taylor like she got an attitude. That's when you know they fucking.
Yeah,
but right now she's still happy. She's hugging everybody. She's hugging people in the skybox. You don't even know. It's like, oh, y'all not fucking yet.
Yeah, like watch if they fuck and then Kelce scores a touchdown and starts dancing. She'll be like, he thinks he's cute. Like, what is he doing?
Yeah, yeah.
That's when you know they're actually fucking.
Yeah, it got to get to
it's
that.
Fun now.
Yeah, now it's just fun. It's just like, oh god, this is great. Travis, he's you know playing football.
They might have fucked once.
Nah, he ain't hit that yet.
You know that weird space in between when y'all only fucked like one or two times. It hasn't gotten good yet. Y'all know that.
You're
space.
Cordial.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
I think
you
I
said
think
you said
there.
The space with what.
There's like that one to two like sex space where it's like you guys are dating but you only had sex like one or two times.
We didn't
like,
get filthy yet.
Yeah, like you don't really, it's not the
we had sex.
We both don't even have enough time.
We had sex, but we didn't fuck. It's a difference.
Yeah, like, yeah.
When you, the first time you fuck your girl, it's the relationship never the same after that.
Pretty hard.
She's cheering pretty hard.
Taylor, once a year with the award shows, does the same act that she does in the skybox.
She's just a happy person.
Happy, surprised, waits for her camera cue. Which lens?
Yeah, she's very aware. She knows what she's doing.
Well, that Midnight album's great. That's all I'm saying.
They promoted her tour.
Listen, man, I say all that to say this, man. Doja Cat has a great fucking album, and I think that everybody should just salute her.
Oh, the stream projections were way off, by the way, from our previous insider.
So?
A more realistic projection is about mid-60s.
Oh.
Which is still higher than what she was projected to do at first.
First week, only 60K?
Between 67 and 69.
That's what
nice.
Doja's about to do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of industry plant, for that Ice Spice and Taylor Swift record not to work, I feel like Taylor Swift owes Ice Spice like some seats. Like, why wasn't Ice Spice at the Jets game with
Why you said it didn't work?
Because it didn't.
It didn't work.
But why though?
It sucks. And it just didn't work.
It didn't work as far as what? Just the streams, the numbers?
Impact. It should. I mean, of course, it's going to do a bunch of streams. It's Taylor Swift and Ice Spice, but not for what they average.
I got to stop doing that. I'm going to stop saying what didn't work.
Karma went number one, by the way.
Wait, but Karma, like
I'm just saying, the OG one? I know stats only matter so much. I'm just saying that.
The OG one or the one with Ice Spice? Because I think that was a remix.
Oh.
Because yeah. I feel like Taylor owes Ice Spice because Ice Spice hasn't had a dud yet. Her only dud is when Taylor said, hey, come to the studio. So like you and you're in my city. I hope Taylor checked in with Ice Spice. You can't just call. You just can't go see the New York Jets and not check in with Young Spice.
Her cup is red and her lips are red. Is that like in solidarity for the Ginges?
I think you're looking into it a little too far.
Yeah, you're
have you seen her rollouts? They're mad calculated.
Yeah, the Chiefs wear red.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.
Oh, but Mo, I forgot. Travis and Taylor were not the couple of the weekend.
Mm.
I was riding around trying to find parking by the studio this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened to see Damaris on a coffee date at 10 o'clock in the morning.
That's funny because I didn't even know Damaris drinks coffee, Rory.
It was a chai latte.
Oh, excuse me.
Mm. I won't say...
Almond.
Okay, I'm not mad at almond.
I won't say the neighborhood that we were in, but it is one where you walk around and canoodle with someone that you're very interested in. It's one of those neighborhoods.
Yeah.
She wasn't just like in Midtown, you know, just trying to get to work.
Yeah.
She was strolling around this neighborhood.
You stole my sauce.
You look at the architecture, you like there's shit going on. There's restaurants from the 1800s. You can act like
the 1800s.
You know, you're really intrigued. It's a couple's neighborhood.
Was she in Rome?
One could say Little Rome.
Ooh, nice.
One could say.
Who's the one that could say that?
Me.
Rory said he saw you guys split in the cannoli.
So, Damaris, I'm sick of your shit, yo. Let me just get right to it.
I just want to tell you quickly how much in bliss they were. I stopped at the red light and they were right at the crosswalk, like right next to my passenger window. I'm beeping the horn and waving and flailing my arms like this.
Oh, no. Love is blind.
Now, when you're in love, the blinders are on.
They were the only two people on the earth.
Yeah, love is blind.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Love is blind.
In the middle of the busiest neighborhood in New York City.
And
debatable.
Times Square.
Yeah. They're trying to deflect. Then I go and get a salad because I'm healthy and it's a Monday.
Yep.
By Friday, I'll be back on cheeseburgers.
Mm-hmm.
So I get my salad and I come into the studio. I'm usually the first one here.
Mm-hmm.
Look like they did a lot after party, little after date party in the studio.
You came to the studio?
Damaris, if you fuck studio, I'm going to kick your ass.
That's my laptop.
I'm going to let you know right now. If you had sex in this studio, I'm going to kick your ass.
She fucked in your chair, Maul.
Because I know why you've been wanting that key back. So you lost your key to the studio, and you've been asking for this shit for 3 weeks. I know what type of kinky shit you went to, all right?
Maul, I don't want to alarm you too much, but they had all their clothes on. It seemed like it was a very appropriate meeting OTP that was happening here.
Okay.
There was a moment, though, that the gentleman did take a photo in your chair.
Mm.
That's sick, by the way, in any context.
Damaris.
He used your mic, too.
Damaris.
What's up?
Why his chair?
He put his hat upside down.
What's up?
You my little sister. You my black sister.
You gave him
my
merch?
Black queen. Why would you have...
Oh, my God. You gave him merch.
Okay. You know what? I'm not mad if he's your boyfriend.
You know damn well that's not her boyfriend.
Maul is a funny motherfucker, ain't he?
Is he your boyfriend? Yes or no?
I am not in a relationship.
All right, then I'm mad that nigga was sitting in my chair then.
But I just
your like, boyfriend could sit here. I'm not mad. If it's your boyfriend.
Oh, please, if it's your boyfriend,
yo, what's up, fam? You know what I'm saying? I'll give him dap and all that. But if it's just some nigga that you're going to get coffee with.
That's not just some nigga I'm going to get coffee with.
That sounds like
there may not be a label on it, but let's go down the checklist. Lattes at 9 a.m. Strolling around Little Rome.
Sick. Boyfriend.
Monday morning.
Because if you're strolling around at 9, That means y'all woke up in the same bed.
100%.
So, okay.
Yeah, there was no rendezvous on Broom Street.
You're not meeting somebody at 8, 9 to have coffee if y'all didn't walk in the same bed.
Clean. So then after, their breakfast to go, she takes them to work on Monday morning, and shows them around her office.
And it's not even bring your spouse to work day.
No. A Monday morning?
Yeah, that's not even that.
What day is that?
Yeah, it's not even that.
No, I'll be ready for that one.
So why was he here?
It's
not her boyfriend.
I felt like I was interrupting, and this is our space.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, my bad. I could leave.
So all of y'all could bring joints in the studio, right? But
when?
I can't.
Who? When have we ever done that?
But I can't. Who? No, because we talking. Who? Let's talk.
Who brought joints in the studio?
Look at her. Who are you talking about?
Yours took a shit.
She did not.
You fucked yours.
Why y'all keep doing? Why y'all keep saying she took a shit?
Yours.
She didn't take a shit. She used. She took a piss.
The baby happened before the studio.
Anyway,
that is true.
The baby, the month before.
And she came here because she needed to use the bathroom. Was in the area. I need to use the bathroom.
He needed to use the bathroom.
I
bought him to meet you.
You did not bring that nigga to meet me. My phone never. You never hit my phone saying, "Yo, I got somebody that want to meet you."
Not.
Like when? When did you ever hit me say, "Yo, I got somebody that want to meet you"? Once you text me that, it's like, I'm on. Tell that nigga whoever it is, stay right there. I'm on.
This is what Damaris did. That's how you know how she let you know. She goes ETA. What the fuck?
That's why she asked for the.
I did notice she was talking to that group chat more than she ever had before.
You asked for the ETA because you wanted to see what time anybody was walking in this motherfucker. You ain't want anybody to catch you.
That makes sense. Slammed in Maul's chair.
And what's crazy is I was late.
You fucked on the set.
I did not fuck on the set.
On God.
Well, like you said I know she said on the set. Yeah. There's a lot more square footage.
There's a lot of sets here.
There's like two sets technically.
On the gang, on the set, I didn't fuck.
Little handy.
Yo, why y'all get horny at work? Like,
I'm not horny. I'm just trying to figure out what you were doing in the workspace that with a guy that's not your boyfriend, that's your boyfriend.
I get a little burnt.
I wanted to show him the space. I wanted him.
Why you want to show him the space?
Which space you showing
him? We were in the area.
I don't want to meet nobody.
I'm cutting her off.
Listen, I don't want to meet nobody that ain't going to be around. Is this nigga your boyfriend? Yes or no? I don't want to meet
He's been around.
He's always going to be around.
So he's your boyfriend.
Bullshit. Because I walked in and there was just the two of them. And obviously I know who Damaris is. And I just see him. And I'm like, what's up?
Can I know? I think maybe Ed and I are the only real ones here. The three of you guys have the same sauce. Because when that girl came in here, you didn't introduce her to none of us.
I wasn't here.
Damaris didn't introduce her dude to nobody in this office. And you went on a coffee date on a weekday the way he does.
My bad.
The three of you guys just steal from each other.
Rory, my friend came in here to use the bathroom. She didn't come in here to meet nobody.
I wasn't there for that. I'm on your side on that.
Nah, but Ma, that's crazy.
She walked by five of
Why
us.
Not? Why
she didn't come in here to meet nobody?
Also, it is awkward being like, hi, nice to meet you all, and then going to the bathroom and using it.
I could tell that woman was raised with manners and would have said that. Maul coached that girl in the car and said, get upstairs and don't say a fucking word. Go use the bathroom.
Don't touch nothing, no ass nothing.
He do that. I'd never tell a girl that.
What? No, my dumb ass introduced her to everyone like an idiot.
Oh,
same.
That is Rory's
place. That's my bags. Yo, look, hey, everyone look at me and her.
She came to use the bathroom and she left.
I wish I was more like you.
Yeah, she came to use the bathroom and left. No crime in that, use the bathroom.
When I got off.
They all become friends with my friends. I'm an idiot.
He doesn't, he introduced himself to me because the mayor's wouldn't fucking lead the intro. He goes, I'm God, nice to meet you, Julie. And then he goes, oh, so this is your work husband. He said that shit with some shade.
Yo, you don't ain't pressed. I would have pressed him.
I was like, what the fuck? Why are you? You're wait, in wait, my wait, space. Wait.
You let him come in. To
you
our home
walk in here
and get pressed
and talk to you like that.
Bring
you
him
pussy.
Back. Bring him back. I got the Nerf gun.
As a gang, as a unit, we don't look very good.
Let him come in. He got his shit off already. He ain't coming back. He got it off on you.
He'll reply. I'll come back when I want to.
I'm busy right now. I mean, I'm busy
listening. You can come back. It's cool. We're cool.
He probably replied, "Who do you think has the mayor's key card?" She ain't had it for 2 weeks.
She said she lost it. He took it.
Yeah, he had it. That's your boyfriend. It's okay.
I'm gonna come in tomorrow morning. He's gonna be butt ass cooking eggs.
We ain't even got a stove.
Yeah, he's gonna bring his own hot plate.
He's gonna bring a hot plate. Like, yo, you need some? Like, fam, I'm good, fam. I'm good. Thank you, fam. That's funny though. That's why really cute. That's why you text ETA.
Or maybe just want to. Right.
No.
I wanted y'all to meet him. That's why I wanted to know when y'all were getting here. I wanted to know.
But could I ask you something? Why you want me to meet somebody that's not your boyfriend?
Word.
Y'all know my relationship with this person. The podcast knows my relationship with this person. We not gonna act like this person isn't an important person to me.
It
I'm
was
just
nice
not in a
to
relationship.
Put a face to the name.
I met him once, and that was outside our other studio.
Yeah.
He
knows he got all the jobs.
I met him with Damaris's father out
there. He was with my dad.
Oh, okay. Yes, I remember you told me that. Okay. All right. Well, listen, baby, I'm sorry I didn't get to meet him.
That's cool.
Tell him that he's always welcome to come back. And
you can sniff the seat he sat there.
Hey. I could do
what? Why would he do that?
You changed his diaper on that seat?
Oh.
Yo, I'm still mad that you had somebody that's not your boyfriend sit in my seat. Like, I'm just like, if that was your boyfriend, that's family.
Did he choose the seat?
Yeah, he sat there. He said, it's mall shit, right? And then said it.
Wow.
Wait, is that more of a compliment towards
y'all? Y'all want me to come out of retirement and start swinging on niggas again? I don't want to. Listen, I'm a grown man now. Those days is over with.
I walked in this place like it was not mine. I said, what's up, fam?
Like, you was a visitor?
Then I walked to the couch.
Yeah, no, they was
at my desk. I was like, nah, y'all good?
Y'all good? Nah,
I didn't even want to go to my desk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nah, don't get up.
I didn't even come here for work.
You guys want coffee or anything?
Yo, he got an Instagram?
Nah, he don't use Instagram.
He definitely uses
Instagram. No, I swear to God, he doesn't.
Why he don't use Instagram? Why you told him to delete his shit?
I didn't tell him to delete. He's never been an Instagram person. He don't use Instagram.
Word?
Yeah.
Instagram, man. Give him some followers, man.
Are we bleeping his name?
I hope so.
Well, anyway.
Y'all can say his name. I ain't hiding shit from nobody.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Y'all had some wild weekends, it seems like.
Weekends?
Yeah. I mean, if that's how Damaris started her Monday morning, I know the weekend had to be crazy.
Yours
must have been too. They had a birthday party for you in Atlantic City. That blackjack billionaire.
That was my birthday
Jay-Z,
party.
Look
at that setup.
Robert Kraft.
Yeah, it was a great night, man. Had a lot of fun.
Did you go?
No.
Oh, I didn't know.
Do you play blackjack?
Mm-mm.
Any
I don't
games?
Gamble.
No.
Mm-mm. Am I going to sound like a hater if I just really
yep.
What?
Thought that whole thing was dumb?
What?
All right, if you show us all this promotion of everyone hanging out and everyone's using each other's celebrity and fan bases to do the recap of all this, you need to show us what happens with the prison reform after.
Oh, yeah.
Don't quietly, because there's been so much prison reform talk, and I'm not saying you owe us the answer or, like, owe us the work that you're doing and show us the results, but stop all these fucking parties of all celebrities getting together. It's, like, insulting.
It's just
like
it just,
that's covering the entire weekend of every rich person we could think of being there for in the name of prison reform, which sounds great. We can easily give that to a PR company.
Mm-hmm.
Who the fuck doesn't want to see all these guys do prison reform? It's
right.
Great.
Right.
There needs to be some follow up. Same thing I said with the black squares and the music industry shutting down.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nothing changed.
Yeah.
You guys still didn't tell me why you took that day off.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing changed that day.
I mean, a lot of those things are, you know, it's.
But that's what so many of those Hollywood celebrities do as well as billionaires get those charity 501(c) tax breaks and do these parties and all hang together and then nothing changes. So I'm not ready to applaud everyone that was there. Call me a hater.
No, it's not about hating. I mean, I think you're just making an observation. I think that most people have. What is it? Where is this money going? What exactly are y'all doing with prison reform?
Mm-hmm. And you have to tell me the whole plan.
Yeah, no, but just show us something. Yeah, just some updates of that. You're going to give us the videos and the pictures from the party, then give us the videos and the pictures from when the work is actually being done. I understand what you're saying.
And anytime I feel like Jay tries to do something positive in the media, they always dig up some clip to shit on him.
Oh,
while this was happening, he did an interview with Kevin Hart, like a year and a half ago?
Yeah.
2 years? Where he was discussing going home for Thanksgiving and people asking him for money. You have the clip?
Yeah.
You go home for peace of mind.
They don't give you that.
And your cousin
your cousins
in your grandma's living room saying, yo, man, I got this play. I want to hit you. If you just give me, you know what I mean? $4,800, I could make you $2 million. You like, it don't work like that, man.
He's right.
They was killing Jay-Z on Twitter for this.
Well, they're killing him because he's a billionaire. $4,800 is nothing to him. But what he's saying is when you reach a certain level of success and you have a certain, you know, you're in a certain tax bracket, people obviously know the type of money you're making. People come at you for any and everything. I got this I'm trying to do. I got this I'm trying to do. It. Like, you become everybody's hope or everybody's, you know, way to their dreams in a way. But if your dream starts with just me loaning you $4,800.
You're creating an enabler. If someone comes with an actual business plan, and even if it's not fully fleshed out because they're green to it, as a lot of people are because they have opportunities, I think that's where a billionaire should always give their family money and give them opportunity. I don't think that's what Jay-Z was talking about at all.
No.
I think he was just at Thanksgiving and some cousin that does absolutely nothing, has never done anything, had plenty of opportunities that Jay's probably even given him because we all know Roc Nation, how much of his family members work in that building.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, can I get, just say you want $4,800.
That's it. That'd be the thing a lot of times. It's just like, yo, just say you want that, but understand that you are enabling that person.
Huh.
You know, you give somebody $5,000, it's just like, all right, cool. The first of the month come around every month. So them bills are going to come around another 30 days. Whatever you do with this $5,000 right now, Because if you ask somebody for $5,000, you know what? You probably really need $20,000. You just don't want to ask me for 20 because you know I'm going to be like, well, that's a little aggressive. You came in a little hot with that, 20K. Like, what you doing with $20,000? Trying to pay bills, you know, whatever, whatever. Understand times is tough. But at the same time, you just asking me to give you a Band-Aid, it's like you need a, it's a bigger fix that you have to do. You have to get a steady income. You have to start doing some things that bringing you a steady income and stop trying to hustle and just jump into things. Because that's probably why you're in the situation you're in. Because you hustling, you trying to just find something that works when you need something steady and consistent. You need a consistent, like it's good to chase your dreams, but you got to have something already coming in that's able to fund just your day-to-day living.
So what's the fine line? What's the fine line between giving your family money and then giving like your friends money?
It's you don't want to just enable people. And that's the thing that people don't understand. You don't want to enable somebody. Because again, you asking me for $5,000 because you fucked up right now as a friend, I'm probably going to help you. Like, damn, I understand times get tough. And if I'm able to help, I'm able to help.
Let's say you're my cousin. I'm like, damn, like you.
If I'm able to help, I'm able. Yeah, if I've been in that situation.
Yeah.
If I'm able to help, I'm able to help. But the fucked up part is when you're not able to help because you probably helping somebody else right now, or you probably doing a bunch of other things right now, and then people get upset at you. It's like, yo, but I just when you didn't ask me for shit, I was sending you money. Like, yo, fam, it's a little, you know, $2,000, it's a little $3,000, it's a little $5,000. Like, you know,
it all adds up.
But now when one time you probably need something, and I'm over here helping somebody else. I done gave somebody else some money, or I done loaned somebody else, and I'm just trying to. Because one thing about it, if somebody, one of my friends in my family asked me for money, I'm never expecting it back.
No, you'd be stupid.
Never.
Otherwise.
I just get mad. Where I get mad is when you start acting funny, you avoiding me. And it's like, yo, I'm not going to even ask you about that money, but like, why you ain't come to the family dinner, nigga?
What?
Like, I'm not going to ask you for that money, but like, don't not start showing up to like, now you just avoiding, like that's, now you moving fun. Now you just, it's corny now. Now you look crazy because I'm not, I don't care about that money. Cool. If you know you owe me money, whenever you got it, send it to me. Yo, here, I got that. You lend me that. It could be 10 years from now. Yo, that, remember that $5,000 you gave me back in 2020? Yo, here.
And cool. I already accounted in my brain that I wasn't getting it back to begin with.
So it's a surprise if you send it back.
Yeah.
Girl math, technically you got a free $5,000.
It's just more annoying in like those type of scenarios where it be friends or family members that you don't speak to.
Yeah.
And then the one time y'all speak, that's the subject that we're talking about.
I just, it's disrespect. You know, but again, you know what it is? A lot of the times I just get like, I'm just like, I laugh at, it takes a lot for me to ask anybody for anything. So when people ask me for shit, I'm like, okay, how long was you sitting and contemplating asking me that? And then it's like, okay, cool, here. But then the moment I can't, now you acting, I'm acting funny, or I changed, and I just like, no, I just can't do it right now.
The marriage has got me tight.
Why?
Girl math. I hate fucking girl math. You know what girl math is?
No.
Teach us.
Tell us what girl math is, Damaris.
So there was this thing that was going viral on about girl math. The girls were talking about.
It's just a reason to be stupid.
It's not a reason to be stupid. It's like just, this is like.
It's a reason to be irresponsible.
It is so crazy.
It's what finances soft life.
No. So we were having, the girls were having fun. So girl math is something like, if I have to pay to get my hair done, it's $150 and I planned on paying for it myself. And my boyfriend gives me $150 to get my hair done. Technically, I got my hair done for free. Do you kind of see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If someone else paid for it, then yeah, you got it for free.
No, but it's like technically, like no, the whole hairstyle was free. Or like if he gave free. Me, yes.
Her
or if I go to the store,
just give $150 for your haircut.
Yes. If I go to the store and I spend $50 and then I find $100 in my pocket, technically I made $50. Like, are you seeing what I'm saying?
Okay. So it's children math.
It was a fun.
It's dependent.
It's bragging about being retarded.
It's not bragging about anything. That's it was a fun thing
how,
that girls.
You gotta go so it's how children live their lives.
It's how girls rationalize spending money.
Rationalize is not the word.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know if there's much ration. We rationed out the money.
How girls want to spend money. Not how they rationalize. Yeah. It's how every woman wakes up and wants to spend money.
But that's the reason why I said that is because if you give me $5,000 and you never plan on me giving it back and then I give it back, girl math is, oh my God, I just made a free $5,000 because I wasn't accounting for that money, but I got it.
That's why I got me tight.
But now, you know, like, math,
but this is the thing. Girls don't, y'all, like, everybody's like, oh my God, it's so stupid. Like, calm down. No, it's a fucking joke. Yeah, a joke. But like, the men are like, you guys are just dumb.
Some of y'all joking.
Some of y'all joking.
Some of y'all joking.
Most of y'all aren't.
Yeah, most of y'all aren't.
And I'll give an example. I went to a apartment party that was hosted by girls for something last week with a few of my guy friends. And we were explicitly told by the girls, hey, don't worry about it. We'll cover all the alcohol. Don't bring anything. Mm-hmm. We looked at each other like, there's no fucking way that they're going to buy enough alcohol for it. They'll buy one bottle for 10 people and be like, we did it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's exactly what happened. We get there. The drinks are done in the first 10 minutes. We're like, what are we doing here, man?
Well, you hang with cheap girls who can't
drink.
They're
not cheap. That's the thing. They're the women logic because they're not used to doing shit like that. They're not used to... They're not cheap. Alcohol.
Just their whole life, alcohol just appears.
Just everything just happens. Oh. Yeah, this table.
So they didn't know how much it actually
takes. They don't accommodate for how much people actually consume.
This is going to sound misogynistic because I'm putting it into the kitchen and food.
They didn't measure the alcohol right away.
It's I'll just put it with people that don't know how to cook. It's just like if somebody wanted to cook pasta and bought like just the smallest amount thinking that could feed seven people, they finish and it's just for two people.
Yeah.
Because their whole life, they've... just ordered pasta.
Yeah.
They don't know what it takes to actually make it, what goes into it. Like, oh, I just thought you got sauce and some noodles. Mm-hmm.
They think it's like when Jesus fed that whole village with one fish.
Yeah.
That's girl math. Yeah.
But he needed a prostitute. Girl math. The prostitute taught him.
Jesus math.
me and all my homegirls, if we order in liquor for the gang, like we order in liquor for the, like, you know how, that's just common sense. So those people didn't have common sense. That's not girl math. They didn't have common sense.
That's a real thing.
To order, if I'm ordering for a party, I'm hosting a party and I'm ordering alcohol for a party, I'm going to order more than what's necessary. But, so that I have.
That's what I'm saying with the kitchen analogy. You're used to throwing parties. Yeah. So you know what that takes, what it's like, how much shit can go through so quickly with just four people. These are people that just
only
typically women
themselves.
Their whole life, shit has just appeared. Once they needed something, someone else got it for them. Yes. They never knew what it took. They only knew about themselves, and shit just appeared.
We're not making that exclusive to just women, though, right?
In the social
get the fuck out of here.
I'm joking. That's a privilege.
But in the social sphere, especially in New York, I know we're privileged in the party in New York. Women, you've said this, they don't go out with their wallets. Like, there's no thought of having to pay for
girl
anything
math.
Is foreign.
That's crazy girl
like,
math.
Like, that's insane.
Yeah, that's girl math. Not going out, leaving the house with just your ID and your lip gloss.
That's beyond math. That's just terrible live. That's dangerous. Shitty lifestyle.
I'm just saying, that's what girl math is.
Well, the response to that is
I still don't have a wallet or credit cards.
See?
That's insane.
See what I'm saying? You're girl insane, math.
Girl math. Teehee.
Why do you think dude was
we
here?
We all went. Yeah. Oh, that's why.
Yeah. Girl math.
He had to make up for the girl. He was the equation in the girl math. Like, he'll pick up the coffee.
He was solving for X.
Oh, yeah, because I begged you guys to help me move and none of you did.
We're not gonna help.
And then Rory offered to pay for it and didn't do that either. So, like, yeah.
But the company
did it for free.
That's crazy. You would
shout out to the company that did it for free. Don't do that.
Shout out to Rabbit Movers. They were absolutely amazing.
Shout out to Rabbit
Movers. They were great. They were amazing.
This is girl math.
It's a girl life. It's a girl world.
So someone was going to do it for free.
Rory, who?
But I should have paid for it.
Who runs the world?
This is before they offered.
Who runs the world?
George Soros?
No,
definitely
girls.
George Soros. For sure.
Girls run the world.
Sorry. Okay.
They.
I was going to go with
them. He said they. You were scared to say it? You didn't even know what pronoun are you? Yeah. They.
We're
talking
about who they are.
Gotcha.
All right, but do you guys know about boy math?
Yeah, 1 + 1 = 2.
Okay, that's not a bad way.
You know, logic.
I think we're pretty like logical, right?
I'd like to think.
Maul, do you think we're logical?
I think that we are logical. I think that men, that's the problem. We're too logical.
Right.
What the fuck?
Earth was not built for logic.
No.
Not the rapper.
What is boy math?
What's boy math?
So basically when the girls were having their fun on Twitter, just talking about girl math.
Boy math is, I don't know no fucking Kiana. That's,
and then the guys came in and was like, oh my God, girls fucking suck. You're not funny. This girl math is just stupidity. Da, da, da.
Is that Julian's
so
account?
Girls.
100%.
Women aren't funny. I mean, girls, that has nothing to do with math, but is also true.
So girls turned around and was like, see, we were just having fun, but now we're going to talk about boy math. And like, you know how women always get in the argument and they just take it too far. Like they started touching on like childhood trauma and shit. They were like, well, boy math, except
that's not insane.
This one girl was like, boy math is your father leaving you and you hating your mother for it. and treating all women with like shit that's because your father left you. Yo,
should have picked a better guy.
I don't think that's the response you're supposed to say right
no.
there.
No, but that's what they meant.
That's not what the therapist would tell me to do.
Boy math is having a body count of 300 and not making any of them come. Boy math is
just some hater ass.
Boy math is
see, hurt. See what I'm saying? Like that's y'all always shit. Go, yeah, see, that's the problem
but
with women.
But they were, but this is the thing. They were sitting up there having fun and men just doing girl shit and men started coming to fuck
it's
with
funny.
Them.
They're doing all their little math jokes on phones they don't pay for.
And then, is that a shot?
I don't know.
I'm not
is
a you.
Is
not,
no, that's not a shot. Shot.
We know nothing about your phone bills.
Like, yeah.
We don't, but you told on yourself.
That's not a shot. That's not a shot.
Look at that.
Hey, look. If it feels like a shot, it wasn't supposed to be a shot. But if it feels like a shot, listen, man, it is what it is. It's just boy math. That's what that is.
Go to the McDonald's and connect to their free Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is math
boy
shit.
Math is being afraid of gold diggers when you only have three pairs of socks to your name and being afraid women are going to use you for money you don't have.
That's okay, it. Well, maybe he has ambition and knows he's going to, so you got to see the signs time. Already.
He got potential.
Boy Math is, if my girlfriend is clean, why do I need an STD test? Sorry.
Wait, why would you?
You'd be surprised.
That's definitely boy math.
If
that's
she's
boy
clean,
math for sure.
I know some chicks that
your girl.
I know surprised. Some chicks that add like that too, though. They math is like
but
that.
But no,
too.
But wait, break that one down for me. If your girl is clean and you're not fucking around, you're only fucking your girl who is clean, why would you get tested?
I understand what you're
saying. They're not just talking about just your girl. Like, there are men who, plenty of men who think like that, period.
My girlfriend doesn't necessarily have to mean like your actual
to
like,
a girlfriend. Just the girl you're regularly
we're
fucking.
We're talking about the tweet.
No, I understand, but the girlfriend.
Well, now you're adding different context. In the context of the tweet, he's fucking a girl that's clean. Why would he get tested?
Demaris. Demaris.
That's to do with cheating, right?
No, I know. I would call it Demaris.
That's how I interpreted that one, that someone else is fucking a bunch of people and you were dumb enough to think that they don't need to get
tested. See, I'm a faithful man. I don't know. I just read that as.
If your girl burn you, you stay with her?
Of course he would.
Well, if I
wait, of course he would. Like,
no,
what are you talking
saying,
about?
Wait, you have more than a no right now?
No, just shut up.
You sound like he's about to
be explanation.
I'm providing.
There's no context.
Okay, all right.
Say she was clean and we were dating, and then one time we fuck and I get burned, and I haven't done anything. Then I would be like, this is ridiculous. This is over. But say it was like the first night we met and we hooked up and I got burned. And I was like, damn, that sucks. But then a relationship came from that.
Got you. Okay.
I'm not mad. Yeah, you can still fall in love.
That wasn't the question, though.
Ain't no fucking got you.
That wasn't the question.
No, that wasn't the question. But if a girl burns you, I don't give a fuck when the burn happens. She burned you.
Way worse if you're dating for a year and then you're good
burned,
and then you get burned. You're like, bitch, what is this?
I think it's crazy if you hook up with a girl the first time, like a girl burning you on the first hookup, the first hookup she burned you.
That's, I mean.
But I feel like that happens way more.
Sucks.
And then you
a lot.
But then you spin
she's
and make her your girl.
It can happen.
Well,
anything can happen.
Would you date a woman that's burnt another guy before?
Ellie Goulding?
Yes. Would I date a woman that
in the past, like she's burnt?
Anything can happen.
I mean, how would I know? Would I ask her that? Like, you ever burnt somebody?
Let's just say it ended up on Reddit. I don't know.
Nah, I mean,
you found out.
You've been burnt and spun the block,
and you've dated a girl that's burnt somebody. You know what era we live in?
No, I'm not. You said, wait, you said I dated a girl that burnt somebody?
Probably.
I'm pretty sure I have.
And let's not,
but I didn't know it, though.
But I'm saying if you do find out, are you still dating her?
I know what Demaris is about to say. Go for it.
So no, let Maul answer the question because I already know what he's going to say. Go answer.
If a girl burned a guy would I date her?
Yeah, we asked you that 5 times. Yes, that.
Yes, he would.
See, it's okay to say yes.
It depends.
Yes, he would.
It depends.
He would.
So yes, it's an option.
Yes. That's not a no.
It depends.
Because if a girl.
AIDS or not.
If
wait. Oh my God, bro! What is
No, that's not. No, that's crazy.
That's why
I'm saying, like, say she cheated on her boyfriend.
Yep,
a dude burned her. She didn't know. We went next day, slept with her boyfriend. That's how.
That's so
she burned her boyfriend. Oh shit! Then it's like that's fucked up because she didn't. Okay, yeah, she's a cheater. She cheated on her man before, but it's like that's not a reason to not date a girl. Now, if she was a girl that knew she was burning and she was just actively like. Sizzling niggas, I'm not dating that bitch.
Yeah, hibachi pussy.
Yeah, I'm not. Take that hot box and put that shit somewhere. I don't want that.
Of course, but that because that shows a lot about her character. But let's not.
Maul's lying right now. There's no way if he found out the girl he was dating in a relationship before him, cheated on her man, and then brought back home an STD the next day. You are not. You're gonna say once a cheater, always a cheater. There's no way you're doing that.
And he gonna call her a whore.
I mean,
I don't use
in that. His defense, that was whore baby.
Not a whore. The whore card is like, I use that, like, I don't use that seldom. Like, I use that very, like, you want to keep that in your back pocket.
Well, no, wait, calling her a whore.
Wait. Are we this progressive now? A woman that's in a long-term relationship cheats on her boyfriend and brings home an STD. That's not checking off the checklist of whore?
Yeah, that's a whore.
I just want to make sure we weren't that progressive.
No. So the cheating.
That is girl math.
So like, cheating
carry the one nigga to the other nigga.
Cheating raw makes you a whore.
I like sexy red too.
Cheating period makes you a whore.
Cheating with a condom isn't whore shit?
No. That's not what she means. The emphasis on the cheating, not the raw. I just said raw because obviously it's not an STD. I'm just saying, so y'all think if somebody cheats on their significant other, that makes them a whore?
Raw's an exponent.
And then you add in a little dash of chlamydia that you bring back home.
But that's not fair because she didn't make the choice. The cheating was a choice. The catching the chlamydia was not the choice.
Catching the chlamydia was God working. That was God working.
That was the risk.
America, I'm not saying she would be drafted in the first round of the whore draft, but she's definitely a solid second round. She's making the team. She's a whore.
I did not know cheating made you a whore. I didn't know that.
Girl math.
I'm talking about bringing an STD back. Yeah, that starts
girl math. No, but see, the whoring is about the fucking, not the STD. If I cheat on you and catch a fucking cold, like that doesn't affect.
It does. You bring that shit to my house.
You're getting me sick because you fucked another person.
If you're going to call me a whore for cheating, you're cheating carelessly too.
Yeah. Not caring about my health.
Yeah. That's
like, cheat like, better.
On. Yeah.
If you're going to fuck him, at least wear a condom. At least.
And like know who you're fucking.
Yeah.
That's bullshit and that's cap. I don't like that.
Why? Because if I did, if we did, it's the same shit. If I was cheating on you,
we're not making this gender specific.
No. You're saying know who you're fucking.
Yes.
Like there's a certain type of person who has STDs and there's a certain type of person who doesn't.
It is.
We're in this, especially coming from you, when you don't wear condoms and never have.
I have been burnt.
Damn.
So,
gang.
But does that?
I don't know if that's how it works. I don't know if you can yell out burnt, gang.
You're all lying.
I've never been burnt.
I have met some people who have never been
burnt. What's up with you, bro?
I've met people who have never
been burnt. The only person I believe in that case is Maul.
That's crazy. What the fuck?
He just started getting pussy last year. Why you don't believe him?
That's
because I saw
he had a girl.
I saw the pussy bringing around in Atlanta.
I just started getting pussy.
But you don't think you can cheat? Right? Like, I'm not saying that cheating makes you the whore. I'm saying how you're cheating can make you a whore.
Yeah.
That's what I'm suggesting.
You're just
going to fuck some random dirty dick that you don't know.
But see, you
have no idea who this person is.
Random dirty dick. She could have a long-term relationship or history with this person. They could have been. It could be her ex. It could be anything. And he cannot be a dirty. STDs don't make you dirty.
I'm telling you, the woman that burnt me, if she was in a long-term relationship and went back and gave that STD, even if I was the one that burnt her, let's flip it. Still a whore.
When you got burnt, you knew she was going to be dirty?
No, it was someone I actually knew.
Even worse, but
that's what I'm saying.
Fuck people you know. You just fucking random dick. No, you knew her.
But that's the
like
point.
STDs are very easily are I, very
I was,
easy.
I was
to
also
catch.
That's true.
I was also 19 and very unaware of how easy it was to get an STD.
Feel like COVID,
and maybe a little too trusting at that age with women I was sleeping with. I feel like if you're gonna cheat and you're going home and constantly fucking the person you're with, you should at least if you're gonna cheat safely. Like I know people lie when they say, have you gotten an STD test? Because I've been in situations where women have asked me that and I've appreciated that. When was the last time you got an STD test?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is the last time I got mine. I'm clean, just to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
That is at least the first level of safe sex. If you're going to cheat, at least ask the fucking question.
No, I agree with
you. I'm not saying that someone, but also if you're going to cheat, you probably don't want to cheat with someone that's going to lie to you too, because you're going to need them in your corner when you get caught.
Now that I think about it, isn't girl math, don't y'all say in girl math 101 that cheating with a condom isn't cheating?
101.
If he's wearing a condom, it don't count? Like if I
That's some man shit. Girls wouldn't say that.
Oh, that's awesome.
No, I definitely would say if he wore a condom, it doesn't count as a body.
Yeah. And not only that, then Drea invented girl math, right? When she said your wholeness gets deleted.
Yes. She
when what?
Girl subtraction.
What your happens? Wholeness definitely gets deleted.
When? What?
When does when do you hit the restart?
I feel like there's different
What's
levels.
What's the factory restart like, on wholeness?
I feel like
you get a boyfriend.
For sure. Like I what? Feel like
for sure. It's not
I,
for sure. Don't throw not. For sure out there.
Anybody I slept with before 21 like doesn't count.
He still hit that.
Oh,
you
like 21 years old. Yeah. Or
21 years old.
He can still run around and say, "Yo, I blamed Damaris's cakes."
No, you didn't. Actually, your cells regenerate. Your cells regenerate every 7 years. You're a completely different person. Like, it's a completely different fuck. You ain't fuck me. You fuck the old body.
Listen to
I wasn't
cells.
Even fat.
Did you just quote the new Nicki song?
I'm fat now.
Your cells regenerate.
Your cells regenerate.
So that means we never
fuck. Some skinny bitch. I don't even know her.
She's a different
Pokemon.
She's Pokemon.
How you got new lips?
Gigapack.
Yo, your cells regenerating is a new one. I never heard that before.
That's
a whole different pussy?
It is.
Stop it. I could somewhat agree with the 21-year-old thing, because if 21. Some dude was walking around saying he fucked my girl in high school, I'd be like, you're really corny.
Yeah, that's corny.
No, like, it's corny. Like, what is about it, but
it's corny regardless, but like, if someone really like thought they had a stat that they fucked my girl in high school, I'd be like, get away from me.
Yeah, no, he can't throw that out there, but she can't say that they never fucked.
Yeah, but it didn't. That doesn't like matter.
No, it doesn't matter.
Because I'm somewhere in the middle of that body count shit, and I don't want to have that conversation.
When she's doing her Brittany Renner count, she needs not to include them.
Brittany Renner count. That's girl math.
Maw.
I love Brittany Renner.
She said she had 30 bodies.
35. And people were like, oh my God, what a whore. I said, I
thought there was going to be more.
That's OD.
You know why you thought there was going to be more?
Why?
Because there's more.
She's capping.
I was shocked at all the outrage of that. Like, 35, not a lot.
Not a lot.
It's not a small number, but that's not a lot for somebody in their 30s.
Number two, why is no one outraged that that woman is completely fucking lying?
Yeah.
She's lying.
Well, why y'all putting more bodies on her, Jack? Y'all don't know her. Y'all don't know who she fucking.
It's not a bad thing if she did have more, but
I just feel like if you fucking 3 dudes in 24 hours, that's girl math.
That's not.
And you land on 35, and you're how you give it up is three a day.
That's not the first time you did that.
You can fuck 3 niggas in one day and not regularly fuck 3 niggas in one day.
True.
You fuck 2 or 3 bitches in one day. Do you regularly fuck 2 or 3 bitches in one day?
I show
that was mall math.
Don't do that. See,
that's
see, I wasn't even expecting you to say that. Don't throw that on me. I don't do that. Nah, I don't.
You never did that. You never fucked
one. Oh, I've definitely done that.
So that.
Yeah. But
so how is
the point
he throwing
is
it?
Count.
Let me be very clear. I've definitely.
But
done that.
But you don't regularly. Do
I fucked
right?
3 girls the same night in the same house.
Damn.
We was all in the same party together.
Train choo choo.
A New Year's party. I'll never forget.
Oh, they
that
ran
shit.
Through you.
I looked at that. I looked in the mirror. Yo, I jumped in the shower after the third chick. I said, I'm fucking.
But one of them got deleted because it became a new year.
Yeah.
Also, I feel like
they didn't turn over. They didn't carry over.
In so Brittany's technically, mind, only fucked one girl that night.
In Brittany's mind, she probably says, okay, there was 3 there that one night, but that all happened in the same thing. Therefore, it's one body.
Mm. Mm. One heart. One
so
soul.
One. Heart that was true. One session. Yeah.
If she didn't shower in between, definitely that was one dick.
I don't.
One
think
long
she
dick.
In between.
Brittany Renner look like she got some good sex. I know that.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
She look like she's a lot of fun.
You think she showered in between?
I don't know what that girl was doing with her pussy.
It's a lot of showers in one day.
That's a lot of showers.
I mean, it's 2 showers.
No. 2 showers?
That's girl math.
You should shower before. One body.
Yeah.
Shower.
Uh-huh.
Another body.
Yeah.
Shower. Another body. And you should shower after
the
that
shower
body.
Shower after that, yeah.
So
4 showers.
4 showers.
Shower every time y'all have sex?
Yes.
Every time you have sex afterwards, you shower.
That's cap.
You have a newborn. I know.
No, not. You don't.
Nothing's happening.
No, maybe not jump right in the shower after you finish having sex. But if I know that I'm gonna have sex with somebody else, like today.
No, but we're talking about her last body, like her last one of the night.
No, you need a soak in a bath, like with some Clorox.
Yeah.
I'm like you can't. No, that last shower needs to be the one.
You can't.
That's you out here giving bitches BV. You did a bird bath
in between.
What is it? What's BV?
Wait, so y'all don't
bacterial
shower after
vaginosis.
Sex?
They're vaginosis, yeah.
Never heard of it?
No.
I'm not doing
boy math. After. No, no, that shit.
Boy, that's not.
That's boy
science.
That's
not how it works.
Yeah.
Boy science. Boy science.
Yo, me, am I crazy?
What?
Y'all don't shower after sex? The fuck is wrong with y'all?
Yeah. No, no, no.
No,
yeah,
no but not,
it's not like.
I think Damaris was asking if, like, as soon as you know, you're like, oh, that was great.
Oh, no, no. Not like soon, but there will be a. Shower very soon.
One thing I'm going to do is wash my ass. That's one thing I'm going
to
do.
I go to bed.
Yes, yeah, you go to bed, wake
I've
up,
done that before,
jump in the shower.
I'll shower, but it'll
so,
be like
but
a
but that's
a
not
nice
showering
sleep.
After sex.
Yeah,
if you sleep in the juices, that's not showering after
it's
sex.
It's like 8 hours later.
You got to ferment a little bit.
I did that one time and the girl got offended.
What, showered after?
Yeah. I was like, why are you mad? She was like, are you trying to say? I was like, no, I'm just...
I would like to be clean.
It was summertime. It was hot. Back sweating.
That's such terrible thinking.
Yeah,
even
like,
if
yo,
people
just,
are clean, you should shower.
Yeah, I'm like, that's what to take a shower. She's like, oh, I thought you were trying to say something.
Both
nah,
people
you
know, should pee.
We were just in here wrestling.
If they can after sex.
Yeah.
Like,
with the pee.
This
I
is a whole.
Pee. That's more so because
it's an exchange. You're inside someone's body. This is a exchange. You should clean.
You gave
no,
a
no,
hard
no.
Do you wash your beard after you eat pussy?
100%.
You fucking loser.
100%.
That makes you a loser?
I don't do that fucking old myth. I'm older now. That whole eat pussy, make your beard grow, leave the pussy juices.
That was
reserved for my 20s. I'm not trying to sound like I'm old. I'm just, at this point in my life, I really want to wash my face.
Well, that's how I got this.
Yeah.
I used to leave it there too, but not anymore.
It doesn't help your beard.
It's not about helping your beard. Something maybe you just might like the way that person smells. I don't know. Maybe you know.
No, that's just gross.
No, you can't. Mm. Yeah, you can't walk around with
I don't want to smell your butt on my top lip while I'm going to get some Cheerios or something like
that. Y'all ain't tricky enough.
Doo-doo flakes.
Cool.
Oh, excuse me. Well, no, the freakiness is over. Like that we're done now.
Nah.
So we can freakiness. We can clean ourselves.
Freakiness is a lifestyle.
Talk that shit, baby D.
That's a lifestyle.
So you said that here is what you
bro,
said.
Bro, see.
Smell your seat.
Ew.
I don't want to bring R. Kelly into this, but he had that weird shit.
All right. No.
He had that.
You can't say, yo, I don't want to bring R. Kelly into this and then bring him into this.
But outside of the young girl thing, in that doc when they were talking about he wanted the girls to like stink and like smell throughout the day. Is that the type of freak you talking about?
No, I'm not talking about that.
Of age.
You can eat.
I've heard there's plenty of men that like really want women to stink. Like
no, those are Vikings.
Rory, you're the one, but, aka Rory, because he's the one that came out and said he like his pussy was seasoned in it.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's not a stink. That's a different. No,
that's not stink.
It's a smell.
It's twang.
I'm surprised you're like that because you're such a picky eater.
Is he?
Am I?
Rory's not.
I don't
a picky
think Rory's
eater.
A picky eater.
Like, there's specific things
he
you don't
eats
like.
Pork.
He don't like. He doesn't don't like do that. Seafood. That's why he washes his beard after his pussy.
That's not true.
He eats swine.
He doesn't eat seafood.
Okay.
Oh, yes, he does. He eats clean.
I like pussy to have a personality with the smell. Mm. I don't like the straight, extremely clean, no smell.
Mm,
I don't like a nasty smell.
Twang.
You want like a new car smell?
No, because that's probably
black ice.
Yo, one the girl smell like black ice is crazy.
Go to the car wash. Yo, wipe this on your box real quick.
Oh man.
You've got mail.
Let's get into voicemails. Let's give Bidet Guy here some advice. That's what he calls himself.
Bidet Guy.
I want to get a bidet.
I'm going to paint a picture, and I just want
it's not the picture.
You ought to tell me what you would do in this situation, if you were in this situation, especially the Maris. You're with a girl, and every time y'all have relations, she does the ooh, and she can't continue. And you never get to get your shit off. What would y'all do if every single time y'all have relations, she does the and then she taps out. Taps out every time. What would you do?
I don't understand.
So she came.
She's busting and then she stops. She can't continue after.
She comes, he doesn't.
Gotcha.
Oh, that's simple. You gotta get a new bitch.
Pretty easy voicemail.
Thank you for that voicemail. Yo, I hope we solved that for you. Episode. Like, that's simple. Like, you got to get a new girl.
Has that happened to you?
Are
you
and like didn't
every time touch he over goes here? Near a girl, she comes.
Didn't want me to continue. No, girls have come, but it's like stop. Like, no more sex after you. I think she would want to come again. No,
Damaris, would you want to come again?
Come again.
Yeah, well, sometimes, well, with some women, after they orgasm, sex becomes painful. Penetration becomes painful after they
Understandably.
Orgasm.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. You're gonna
get this wrecked, though. That's happened. I'm not stopping.
So what
Stop?
I would, so how's this?
I didn't come.
If you really, really like her and you don't want to get a new bitch like Ma suggested, how about you have her perform fellatio for you almost to the point where you're about to come and then start having sex and then so that when it's around
that's
the
too
time,
much
the,
shit.
And like,
that's too much girl math.
That long.
Yeah, that's too much girl math.
I'm more like, why are you Bidet Guy? I was just confused.
Yeah, why is his name Bidet Guy?
I don't know.
That's why I was lost because I was trying to connect Bidet Guy with the noises he was making. And I was like, are they having anal?
Is this the guy
what
is said the voicemail about using a bidet and said that shit was incredible?
Probably.
I'm assuming that's
him. Okay.
We're yeah. supposed to put that together.
That's the sound that he used.
Yeah, I think simple, just you would have to, just sexually, it's not compatible. Yeah. And if you're not sexually compatible with your partner, then y'all don't need
like, there's no solution for that whatsoever. It's just, it's clipped.
So as soon as you come, it's like, all right, well, just give me head until I finish.
Yeah,
how many times am I going to deal with that?
I like head.
I love head. Love
but
pussy too, though.
Sometimes too.
Yeah, like, you're not saying nothing. I'm not saying great. Yeah, but I'm not going, oh, you came. Oh, well, guess you got to just.
But how long is she like, ooh, like 2 seconds?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. How long is the sex? Because if you just some nigga that lasts too long, then maybe the problem is you.
If you're fucking for like 15
minutes.
That's
girl math.
That's crazy.
Girl math.
It's like how
you just said 300 bodies.
It's something wrong with that. It's something wrong with that box. You ain't making me tap out.
That's not true, Maul.
I'm just saying. You ain't making me tap out.
Well, we don't know how long they're having sex for.
That's true.
We don't know how long they're having sex.
That's true. But you said it's something wrong with him if he.
Something wrong with the pussy.
from Lifestyle. Yo, remember, Thug?
You could like, yeah. You,
you guys
you
don't
leave.
Remember that song?
You can leave if you want.
Style?
No. You're like, you don't have to be here.
I don't know what you're going through right now, but I'm going to pray for you.
Yeah. It's a really good song.
Yeah. I know what you're talking. Everybody knows that song.
Free Thug. That's all I'm saying.
But yeah. Well, maybe, you know, maybe you can't nut because you don't like pussy. I don't know.
That's crazy.
He's saying he likes
pussy.
Crazy
to say that.
Are you going to flip that on
me? Nah, some niggas be gay and can't nut, bro. I'm not putting that on you, but some niggas can't be gay and they can't nut from pussy because they don't like pussy that much and they're trying to convince themselves that they do. That's all I'm saying. But I'm not saying that.
Listen, you're not wrong.
Thank you.
But then there's an or.
Wait, but how do you...
The box is just wet.
How is this his fault?
Well, obviously the box is not wet because I feel like he would have said that. He's just saying that he makes...
Nah, but dudes don't know...
He said obviously.
One thing I learned, dudes don't know what... Some dudes don't know what whack box is.
No, they don't know what good box is, so they don't have...
Same shit. They just can't... They don't know what good or wet or whack box is.
You guys said the same thing.
Same shit. They don't know what good or whack sex is. Because I've had sex with girls after dudes I know like had sex with. Like, oh, yo, she crazy. I'm like, word?
Well, maybe you just...
Had sex with... I'm like...
Well, maybe you ain't, bringing out of her the way your homeboy did.
Yeah. No offending, Mark.
I love you. I almost said something to you just now, but I love you too much.
I would never do that.
I would never do that.
Say it though.
No, I'm not doing that. But bidet guy, get a new sex partner.
There you go.
You're not trying to marry. No, I'm not going to throw that on his jacket.
He's got a bidet.
What does that mean?
That's the shit that makes him go, ooh.
Yeah.
You sound like that Rick and Morty character.
Maybe. Well, a bidet, if you don't know if it's a bidet.
Have you ever heard of like women that use vibrators too much, maybe overstimulate their clit?
Yeah.
He could be overstimulated from that bidet and just can't.
In his asshole.
They rub it down. It's like a nail file.
He can't get it off unless that bidet that goes crazy. Sick.
Yo, listen, it's been wonderful talking to y'all, man. Listen, we're on tour. Well, no, we're not on tour. We have some live shows coming up. Toronto, October 12th. We are in Toronto. November 5th, we are in L.A. November 17th, we are in London. And December 1st, we are in New York, Sony Hall. Get your tickets, newrorynmall.com. Merch available, tickets available, meet and greets are available with the tickets. I don't know how your Ticketmaster browser set up, but it's somewhere on the site. You just got to figure it out. It's there.
Along with all their fees.
Yeah.
Along with all of their fees and shit like that. But yeah, man.
We out.
It's good to be back.
It is good to be back.
Had a little time off. Had to regroup, refresh.
I like it.
Any wild takes before we head out?
Wild takes?
Yeah.
Your nipples hard through that shirt.
Sorry, what?
No, it's not. That was a wild take.
My
nipple is not hard, bro. We're not doing that.
I don't care about your nipples.
That Kanye doc almost made me forgive him.
Oh, my.
Oh, wow.
You an Adidas CEO. It's all good.
You want
like,
that.
Oh, he's so smart.
Listen, man, before all, yo, listen, all
he's
I gotta
so
do,
creative.
Listen, all I gotta do from all of my predictions is just have like a classic game is Trump gets reelected. Y'all know if Trump gets reelected, like, there's no, y'all not gonna ever be able to shut me up. Y'all know that.
We can't shut you out.
No, but y'all know if.
What does Eden do? Let's do
if,
this.
If 4-5 is, if 4-5 cool. becomes 4-7, was it 4-7?
Yeah, 4-7.
Y'all can't stop me. Y'all can't stop me.
That's going to be a wild bar.
I'm in my prime.
That's a wild bar, right?
Listen, man. Y'all be safe. Have a great week. We'll talk to y'all soon. Peace.
No worrying now.
So I know you've got a lot going on. But remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7. So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7. So I know you've got a lot going on, but remember, I'm here for you. So bother me when no one's listening because I will. Bother me when it feels like it won't get better because it can. Bother me because you're never a bother. Whether it's a low point or a crisis, get help for yourself or a friend. Learn more at neverabother.org or call or text 988, available 24/7.